to another podcast with Kape on Hold On, Let Me Overthink This. So Isaiah's here today. You might hear him. Isaiah, you want to say hi? Say hi. That was a good hi. So today we're going to talk about mom guilt in the hold on, let me overthink this category. So a while back, not too long ago actually, I was putting Isaiah down for a nap, his first nap. And bless you, baby. So usually I will change him before I put him down just because I would like him to sleep longer if he can and not have to worry about wet diaper. So I was getting ready to put him down. I changed his diaper and then I laid him on our bed. I was like, well, he's gonna be fine. I'm just turning around for a second, you know, fluff his bed a little bit and grab his binky if he wants to. I turned around, not even 2 seconds. I just heard a dunk and a turned around so fast, Isaiah was on the ground on his belly. You can imagine what was going through my head. Okay, as a first time mom. Okay. And secondly, having anxiety issues. So the two did not mix. And thirdly, I am just an overthinker. Like, I overthink about everything. It's not healthy, but it's also healthy because sometimes I think overthinking helps us gather our thoughts. That's just me. I think sometimes it helps me think through stuff before I make rash decisions, you know? So I picked up Isaiah so fast, ran out to our living room. Yes, mommy did. And a lot was going through my head. I was like, oh my God, is he okay? Like, I checked him, make sure he was okay. He wasn't bleeding. I was freaking out, okay? I was like, it was like a movie. Like, is this really happening right now? And the funny thing is, I told myself, he's never gonna fall out of bed. He's never gonna fall off. Okay, he's going to be fine. He's not going to roll over. Like, he's going to be fine. Like, what's there to worry about? But at the same time, I knew this could happen. You know? I mean, though, children, they do crazy things. But I honestly didn't think it was going to happen anytime soon. Okay, I was like, I have time. Like, I have time. We're fine. Everything's fine. No, we did not. We did not have any time. So as I was freaking out in the living room, trying to figure out where my phone is, like the first thing, you know how they tell you when something happens, someone gets hurt, call 911? Well, yeah, that's what I did. I grabbed my phone, called 911, and she was asking me questions, and like, I couldn't even pay attention. Like, my head was just spinning. Like, how could you do this to your baby? You're the worst mom ever. Like, how could you turn around and leave him unattended? Like, how could you, like, you know, all this thoughts was going through my head. Like, oh my goodness, I'm such a horrible mom. I just hurt my baby. My baby just fell and he's hurt and his brain is probably bleeding. Like, oh my God, like, what did you do? So I was just freaking out and totally just killing myself emotionally, and my brain was just not working. And the lady was asking me, is he bleeding? I was like, no. And she was like, is he responding to you? I said, yes. And she was like, does he know where he is? I was like, I think he's 9 months old. I think he knows where he is. I don't know. And then she goes, okay, what's your address? I was like, what? She goes, what's your address? I'm like, oh my God, I forgot my address, okay? We've been living here for 2 years, and I could remember my address when I was like 13 years old, but I could not remember my address now for the life of me. Like, I did not know where I lived, okay? I was like, hold on, give me a second. So I ran over to the fridge. I don't know why. Literally, I went to the fridge. I don't know why. And then I was like, oh my God, let me go find a piece of mail. And then I looked around, went to our fireplace, because usually we will burn our mail that we don't want. So I was like going on there, freaking out, looking. I was like, okay, I found it. And I told her where I lived, and she goes, okay. So it could be like 15-20 minutes before, you know, the ambulance come over, the paramedics, to check him out to make sure he's okay. But in the meantime, just make sure he's not throwing up, make sure he is paying attention to you and all this stuff. I was like, alright. And I was crying. I was like, I'm a new mom, and I just had my baby roll on the bed. Like, and she didn't seem very, like, understanding. She was just all about her job, you know? I was like, okay, this is weird. And made me even more, like, you're the worst mom ever. She even knows it now. I'm like, like, this is just bad. This is bad. As soon as I got off the phone with her, I called my husband right away. I was like, oh my god, it happened. Isaiah rolled off the bed. And then he was like, is he okay? I was like, yeah, he just, like, as soon as I picked him up, he stopped crying, like, he's okay. And I was like, I'm the worst mom ever, like, how could I was just like freaking out. And he goes, Bev, he's fine, he's not bleeding, he's healthy. Yeah. And he asked me to send him a photo. Isaiah just had a little goose egg the back of his head, and then a little scratch around his ears. And I was like, oh my god. And then I went back to the crime scene. I was like, oh my god, he could have bumped his head on our nightstand and just would have just died right there. Like, what? It was the worst. And I kept playing the situation over and over and over, and I was just thinking about what if, and I was just digging myself into a rabbit hole that I knew I wasn't gonna get out of. You know, I just kept going, like, what if this happened? What if this was here? What if I was there? What if, you know, it was so bad. I just was overthinking the whole situation. I was just like at it, and I couldn't stop myself. Like, it wasn't just like I was going to snap and you know, switch my thoughts. No. I was going at it. Like, all night I was shaking. And for like a whole week, I could not calm down. Like, I just kept thinking about the worst case scenario in that situation. So that didn't help. The paramedics came and he checked him out, looked at his head. He goes, okay, well, it doesn't look like there's any fraction. He's good. He's looking at me. He's following me. Apparently, that's what you have to do. So to know if you need to go to the emergency room or whatever. So he was like, okay, he's following me, he's not bleeding, he's totally fine, but if he starts throwing up, make sure you go to the nearest ER. Yeah, so everything looks good. And they left. They were probably there for like 5-10 minutes, honestly. They just like checked his head, touched his head, was like snapping at him, like, okay, he's good. And they left. And my mommy instincts was like, nope, you're taking him to the emergency room. Like, no, we're going to the emergency room. Like, he could be bleeding right now, and we wouldn't know. We wouldn't see until it was too late, and then he's dead. Yeah, so I was like, nope, screw that. I got ready, put him in the car, and I didn't even get ready, okay? I was wearing sweats and my smelly breastfeeding mom shirt and everything. I just put him in the car, wore my slips, and we went to the hospital, and we sat there for probably 2 hours or whatever. And the guy was just talking to us. He goes, well, he looks really good. Some people that come here, like some kids, they look rough and all. And I'm just like, okay, can you check my baby? I wanted them to do CT scans, whatever scan, any scan, just make sure my baby was okay. You know, I was like, do whatever you can. And they're like, well, we can't really do much because he's fine, he looks good, but if he's, you know, if he starts throwing up, bring him in. I was like, oh my god, this is by far the worst experience ever. I was like, I can't do this. Like, my heart was just broken, and I was just, you know, I was not me. I was not me at all. And we left. I came home, and we made sure he was okay. I cuddled him, like I was just holding him. And then again, I kept going back to the crime scene, like thinking about what could have happened. Like, all of this stuff, just overthinking, took over. And To be honest, they don't tell you about that first big, like, the first big boo-boo. Like, they don't tell you about how awful you're going to feel and how you're going to forget who you are. You're literally going to forget everything, okay? So, after that first big boo-boo, I told myself, oh, what's the problem? What is it, baby? You want to talk? Mama. He's teething right now, so he's just like biting onto the microphone. But after that first fall, I promised myself I'm going to write down where I lived, every information that I could find to have it in hand, like put it on a sticky thing by the fridge or somewhere that you can remember right on top of your head, so you don't have to worry about running around forgetting who you are, forgetting everything. So that's my first tip after this first boo-boo, to just, you know, get your kids' information, have it somewhere safe. If you want, you can also tell your husband, so that way when something like this happens, you can call him and he'll tell you where it is, or text him where it is, whatever works for you. So after that incident, I literally was freaked out and I'm like, I needed to have, oh my goodness, yo, you have a lot to say, huh? Isaiah, I have so much to say. So after that incident, yeah, I'm like, the first boo-boo is the worst, honestly. And then everything after that, like, every boo-boo is awful. But the first one is, like, good Lord, like, we're freaking out. Like, what's happening? We need to do this. And like, you just lose yourself. You don't even know what's happening half the time. But Isaiah is okay. He doesn't have any brain bleeds. That was just my overthinking. He's fine. He didn't throw up. He just had a goose egg in the back of his head and scratched, but it went away after a few hours. So he was totally fine. And like, this is what I mean by overthinking. And like, that first boo-boo is like, we don't know what's happening. Like, we're all freaking out. Like, call the doctor. Like, make sure the doctor is doing their job and not sending us home and then something bad happening to my baby when we get home. Because you hear awful stories about that, like babies falling and then doctors saying, oh, they're fine, and then they come home and then they have to go back to the doctors and then they're dead or something. And maybe I'm just too crazy into, you know, other crazy stories. I'm just like, oh my god, like, I have to prepare myself in case this happens to me. I shouldn't do that, but again, my anxiety, I like to think into the future, so it's not good, but it's me, it's part of me, and we're just gonna work with it, okay? And I'm in therapy, so that's that. So, but yeah, the first boo-boo was the worst, and overthinking it and then making yourself feel guilty and you just think you're the worst person, worst mother, but you're not, okay? Things like this happen, and they happen, and I am so, so thankful I have amazing moms around me that, you know, look out for me, and they were there. Like, I called my brother's girlfriend, and she's a nurse, she's an ER nurse actually, and so she's really good at calming me down. Like, so Isaiah has a cousin, my older brother, they have a baby and she is 2 months older, and so it's so nice that they have already experienced most of the stuff that I'm gonna experience, you know, not exactly, but some of the stuff, you know. So it's so nice to be able to call them, call her, and be like, hey, this happened, like, I might just, you know. And so she's really good at giving me advices and just like be like, she's there for me, and I'm so, so thankful for that. And like, that's the other tip I would say. Surround yourself with moms that understand you, moms that have gone through a similar situation, moms that will just lift you up when the mom guilt is killing you. So that's like my advice, just having some kind of mom group that will be there for you, because this shit, excuse my language, is hard. It's really hard, okay? When you're alone, you'll feel alone a lot. But there are people around. There are moms that are going through similar situations, so they know. And don't be afraid to ask. I don't know what Z is doing. What are you doing, BB? My, that was a big one. But yeah, surround yourself with people like that, people who will bring you up, not down, because this whole mom thing is, it's freaking hard, okay? It's so hard. There are good days, but it's really hard. So that's kind of my take on the first big boo-boo for overthinkers, and it's not fun. So if you can't, just prepare yourself, just know where everything is, so that way you don't forget who you are, like me, because it's real, okay? It's real. But I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I will see you guys or talk to you guys on our next episode. Have a wonderful day. Bye.